On your mark, get ready, start.
Broadcasting from California and Delaware, this is the Hard Rocking Trivia Show, and here are your hosts, Mark and Danny.
Pounding the world like a battering ram.
Hey, all right here, people, it's time for a little bit of rapid fire where we asks trivia questions in the hard rock vein to each other, and you at home try to figure them out. See if you can go 6 for 6, or at least get half of them right. So, Danny, are you ready for the first question?
I think so.
All right, we'll start off with, I think this is kind of an easy one, but we'll see. If you're a sports fan, hardcore, you might get this. Wow. Name 3 or 4 hard rock musicians who have also been majority owners of arena football teams.
Holy crap.
That's not one of them.
I know John Bon Jovi owned one around here.
Correct. Philadelphia Soul. That's one.
I don't know any of the others.
Oh, come on. Right, really?
I have no clue. I don't follow arena football at all.
Okay, well, there was a team in Los Angeles called the L.A. Kiss.
Oh, well, yeah, Kiss, okay.
So, Paul Stanley,
I didn't know about that just because they promoted it so much.
And the Philadelphia team, Sambora, was a minority owner of that team. And the last team was the Las Vegas Outlaws. And their owner, and this team lasted barely one season. In fact, they did so poorly, the league took the team over from this guy. And his name is Vince Neil. They didn't make it a season. Sad, huh?
Oh, that's pathetic.
Yeah, the LA Kiss lasted 2 seasons because their big thing was, we're the only professional football in Los Angeles. And after season 2, the Rams came. And then the Chargers came. And goodbye, LA Kiss.
Right.
They played in Anaheim. That place holds about 17,000. They probably drew like 4,000 a game. It was kind of a joke.
Yeah. Gene has got to realize that just because his name's on it or involved in it doesn't mean it's going to be a big hit.
Yeah, it was a bomb, and neither one of them knows anything about football.
No.
Yeah, arena football doesn't do that great in major markets. It does okay in smaller towns.
Well, that's the expectation.
Yeah, so have you ever seen arena football? Touchdown every three plays.
Yeah. No.
It's not that great.
You know, I'm barely into the NFL anymore. I'm mostly into college football.
In fact, the Los Angeles Chargers played tonight for their first game since 1960, when they were the Los Angeles Chargers. And they're playing in a soccer stadium. In fact,
like 80-something thousand?
No, the soccer stadium holds 27,000.
Oh, that's right. They're talking about how small it was.
Yeah, my son and I went to a game last night. It was a lot of fun. But, man, you could sit in the worst seat in that place, and you're on top of the field. It would be fantastic for football.
Oh, man. Nobody's going to be able to go to that because all the seats will be sold.
Yeah. And they figured that we're going to build our brand because in, like, I think 2 or 3 years, they're going to share a stadium with the Rams when it's built. It's going to be right next to the Forum.
Oh, okay.
And the LA Forum is actually reopened because it was a church for a long time, but now they're using it for concerts again. So,
nice.
So that's where that is. It's in Inglewood.
God said, let there be concerts.
Yep. Great place to see a show. Your turn.
Okay. Well, hold on. My phone died. All right, here we go. What Heart album reached the highest position on the U.S. charts?
Oh, I'm going to guess it's probably one of the 80s ones. I'm going to say, is there one called Bad Animals?
There was one called Bad Animals, but that is not the one.
That's not the answer. I don't even know the names of the other ones.
This album was called Heart.
Oh, the first one, yeah. Okay. Yeah,
the one that like started off the poofy hair and the boobs pushed up and all that stuff.
Yeah, when they showed Ann Wilson's face and that's right. It. You didn't see the rest of her, and then they showed Nancy Wilson everywhere.
Bent over and all that, yeah.
What About Love?
Exactly.
Which is a cover song of a Toronto song, I believe. So.
Well, that was when Denny Carmassi and Howard Leese and all that in the band.
Yeah. Who's the other guy? The bass player from Spirit. Mark Andes, yeah.
Yeah. Mark. I knew it was Mark something.
Yeah, those guys got cut out of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. The two other guys. They just put in the original band. But then they always, you know, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame says, oh, if you've been on two albums, you're eligible. That's a bunch of horseshit.
Well, they were on two albums.
No, they were on more. It's like the Kiss guys have been on more than two albums. They didn't go. They just put the original band in. But yet, Bruce Springsteen, every member who's even played the triangle on an album is in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame because their manager runs the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Absolutely.
So it's horse shit.
It's ridiculous. The level of incompetence in that place is ridiculous. Okay, question number two. Who replaced Tom Petersen in Cheap Trick from 81 to 87?
John Brandt.
That is correct.
All right. There's three current members of the band Loverboy who are also members of another Canadian band prior to joining Loverboy. Can you name that band? This is a pretty hard one.
I cannot. And I don't know what your obsession is with Canada. It's like you must be from Canada or something.
Hey, well, I think I was listening to Chris Jericho's podcast, and they had a big summit with Canadian bands, and they love this band, but nobody ever heard of them in the U.S. The name of the band, Street Heart.
I have no idea who that is.
Yeah, they were big there. Paul Dean, Matt Furnett, and their bass player, Spider, all played in that band.
Wow. Okay.
Sorry. and their big hit, kind of, that almost crossed over was a cover of Under My Thumb by the Stones. But Street Heart was like Harlequin. Nobody ever heard of them over here.
I actually liked Harlequin.
Yeah.
They were good.
I'll be thinking of you. You remember that song?
Yeah. I'm in heaven, dial 999.
Yeah, they were not as big as Street Heart.
Okay. All right. The last question I have for you.
Okay.
Pretty easy one. Anthrax teamed up with which hip-hop act for Bring the Noise?
Yeah, boy, Public Enemy.
That is correct.
Bass, how low can you go? I just watched that Straight Outta Compton movie.
Yeah?
It wasn't too bad. Though I knew most of the information in it anyway because I had a friend who loved that stuff back in the day, so I heard it all of it. So yeah. It was okay. Not too bad. But that HBO documentary, The Defiant Ones, did you just watch that?
No.
Yeah, it's about Dr. Dre and the producer, and I forget the guy's name. But it's a four-part documentary. If you can record it, watch them. They're really good.
All right.
It's a guy, the other guy is a producer, and he started with, I think the first art album he worked on was Born to Run by Springsteen, and he just kept, we went from a guy who dropped out of school and just kept working his way up the chain and working with different artists and producing them and doing all kinds of stuff. And then getting together with Dr. Dre and doing the Beats headphones and both of them becoming multimillionaires.
Wow. Nice.
It's cool. It's a good one because it parallels rock and rap and what these two guys did and how similar they are and how they did it. So it's worth watching.
Yeah, definitely. If you're into music at all, it sounds like it.
Yeah, I like music docs, even if I don't like the music that they're talking about. Sometimes they're awesome.
Yeah.
All right, and our final question of the show, or this segment.
All right.
You might get this, and I know you know this song. Okay. In the 1976 Elvin Bishop song, Fooled Around and Fell in Love, you know that song?
Yep.
Who sang the lead vocal on that song? Because it wasn't Elvin Bishop. Elvin Bishop was a guitar player. And it's somebody who had hits after that with another band. In fact, some number one hits.
Was it Todd Rundgren?
It was not. I'll tell you the name of the band that he had hits with. Jefferson Starship and Starship.
Oh, Mickey Thomas.
Correct.
Wow. That, now that you say that, it does sound like, I never knew that was him singing.
Yeah, because they never really talked about it. They always talked about Elvin Bishop. Yeah, it's Mickey Thomas singing it. And if you go see Mickey Thomas live, he'll do We Built This City, Sarah, but he'll sing Fooled Around and Fell in Love, too.
See, I would think, man, he sounds great on that.
Yeah, and he was on a couple albums with Elvin Bishop.
Wow.
I mean, listen to that song. The vocal in that song is awesome.
The Hard Rockin' Trivia Show is sponsored by Hard Rock Arena Radio, which features the best of the 70s and 80s hard rock and beyond, 24 hours a day, and can be heard on iTunes, Shoutcast, and Radionomy.com. The Hard Rock...
All right, kids out there, it's time for a little intellectual poetry where we read the lyrics to a song. Don't give any harmony, don't give any melody. We just give you the straight lyrics. Tell us the artist, tell us the name of the song, and play along at home.
Play along with the home version.
All right, here's a song. I know you know the artist. I know you've seen the artist in concert, but I'm not sure you know this song. Maybe you'll surprise me, but I don't think you'll know it.
Okay.
Okay. Here we go. I can't get a girl because I ain't got a car. I can't get a car because I ain't got a job. I can't get a job because I ain't got a car. So I'm looking for a girl with a job and a car. What do you think?
Oh, man, I know this one.
Apparently you don't.
Yeah, really. Is it Psychotic Kid?
It is not. That's not a horrible guess there. All right, I think I've actually given you this song before, but it was probably a couple of years ago. Okay, the song came out in 1994, but the artist has been around a lot longer than that. I got a mom, but I ain't got a dad. My dad's got a wife, but she ain't my mom. Mom's looking for a man to be my dad, but I want my mom and dad to be my real mom and dad. Is that so bad?
Let's see, this is definitely not the Beatles.
Yeah, it's definitely a guy who likes, or an artist who has humorous lyrics.
Is it Alice Cooper?
It is Alice Cooper.
And is it I Want to Be President?
It is not. The name of the song is Lost in America. And he does perform it from time to time.
Yeah, I've heard that song before.
No, yeah, one of my favorite. I'll read you a little bit more. I can't go to school because I ain't got a gun. I ain't got a gun because I ain't got a job. I ain't got a job because I can't go to school. So I'm looking for a girl with a gun and a job and a house with cable. So strange.
I love that song.
Yeah. It's a good tune.
It's
on the Last Temptation album, which was kind of an odd album, but it's got some good tunes on it.
Yeah.
So go hunt that one down.
That's a good one. Yeah, Alice Cooper cracks me up.
Yeah. And it's amazing. The guy's still going strong. He's actually more popular now in the U.S. than he's been in like 40 years.
Touring his ass off.
Yeah, he's playing with Deep Purple this summer, maybe, or maybe he just finished. But yeah, plays constantly.
Yeah, they're around here somewhere very soon, I think.
Yeah. And all these bands just... Kiss and Ghost and all these other groups. Yeah, it all came from Alice Cooper.
Okay, so here's my lyrics for you. I won't give any clues yet. So here we go.
Okay.
We got a 747 coming down in the night. There's no Saxon. Power. I knew you'd get this right away.
I think you've given this to me before.
I don't think so.
You sure?
Maybe. Could have.
Yeah, Saxon, Strangers in the Night, right?
That is correct. That was an easy one. For your softball.
Yeah, it was. I hit that one out of the park.
Yeah, super.
Like that giant guy from the Yankees who's like 6'9 or something like that.
Oh, 6'7, 260.
Well, you know what? Since we did that one so quick, let's hear about your, you got to see Ghost recently, didn't you?
Yeah. Saw them at the Fillmore in Philly. They were freaking great.
So they were headlining?
Yeah. It was a headline show. It was, I don't know if they had finished with Iron Maiden. I think Iron Maiden, they had just played in Philly, and Iron Maiden headed back to Europe, and Ghost stayed and is touring, headlining across some of the smaller clubs. But
all right, this place, the Fillmore, how many people does it hold?
Probably, I don't know, maybe 1,500.
Oh, so it's kind of like a giant, a big house of blues
place. Like, yeah, there's no seats. There's some, it's like a main floor and then kind of a surrounding second floor.
Kind of like the old place in Baltimore?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I like that. It seems to be a lot of those kind of clubs now. But
not out here, but maybe where you are, yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of how they are around here. But they played most of their last album, kind of like most of the Pope Star stuff. Played a few things from earlier albums that a lot of the hardcore fans knew. I didn't know. I've only really heard their last two albums, and the vast majority of the stuff was from that album, but they sounded great.
Yeah, they get compared to, what do you think about this, Blue Oyster Cult a lot.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they get compared to that. They look like a death metal band from the 80s.
They do. I kind of stayed away from them for a while thinking, I don't really want to get into that. I don't need that. But then I listened to their last album and blown away. It's freaking awesome.
Yeah, the jury's still out for me, but because they got those keyboards that sound like they came from the 1960s. And they got this hardcore look, but the only song I really know is Square Hammer, which is a good song, but it's a pop song.
Yeah, pretty much. And most of the album, the last album, Pope Star and Meloria, that's kind of the sound that they're going for. From what I've heard in interviews, they're going a little bit darker on the next album, a little heavier, but you know, I'm sure you've probably seen quite a bit on YouTube, and you know, they're great.
Yeah, is it sold out?
Just about, I think. I went with a buddy of mine, and right in front of us was this family. was a man and a woman, you know, probably a little younger than me, but they had two, looked like twin boys that were probably around 10 or 12. I just thought, oh, man, because some of the stuff the guy was talking about, I saw them kind of looking up at their dad like, can we be hearing this?
Was it on the vulgar side, maybe?
A little bit, you know. Some of it was about, he talked a little bit about sacrificing virgins. And,
oh, brother.
Yeah.
So they're playing the role, huh?
Kind of. You know, it's all, I don't know, I've never really taken it seriously at all, but it's kind of funny how they're portraying it. It's kind of, they're into it, but they're not really into it, you know. When they played, what was the song? I can't even remember the song now, but that seemed to be the highlight of the show, and then everybody kind of left after that.
Oh, really?
Or a lot of people left. This couple with their kids left right after that.
That's it. We're out of here.
Yeah, okay.
Sacrificing goats. We're done.
There was a song, an earlier song from one of their earlier albums that was talking about blood. I think the name of it was Blood or something.
Yeah, I'm trying to get in the head of this guy. Who's out there and say, I'm going to bring my 10-year-olds out to see a band that has got a satanic look, but they're kind of poppy. Who does that?
The Poppy Satan Band. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I was thinking about was Mummy Dust.
Mummy Dust, oh.
Yeah, which is great.
Never heard it.
Oh, my God, you got it. Man. You need to get this last album.
Okay.
And there's a deluxe version that has like an extra EP, and the EP has Square Hammer on it.
Okay, so I definitely got to hear. I'm not sure about them yet. Maybe I'm too old. Were you the oldest guy in there, you and your buddy?
Oh, possibly. I mean, there were most people. I didn't feel like conspicuously older than anybody, but you know, probably 30s.
Oh, okay. They're doing rather well.
Yeah.
With the gimmicks working.
Yeah.
But I mean, not too many. Yeah. Not too many young bands are doing that great.
You got to check out Squarehammer and Mummy Dust and Pinnacle to the Pit. All songs they played in the concert. And they played for a little over an hour and a half. It was a really good show. Go check them out. It's not cartoonish at all. You know, like some of the bands I just don't get into because ridiculous. But they don't have the music. Oh, I think Go has the music behind it.
So it's not ridiculous the guy's dressed as a pope with black and white makeup on?
It's the anti-pope.
Oh, he's the anti-pope. Okay.
Come on, get it together.
All right.
But it's not ridiculous at all.
It's not? Well, you know what? Hey, if the music's good, that's all really matters. Doesn't matter what they look like, right?
That's where I'm at, you know. And it was funny that I didn't listen to because of what they look like. But then I started listening and I was like, damn, this is good. I like this. So.
Okay. All right, so.
Get past the Pope and the faceless ghouls, or nameless ghouls, or whatever. I was just saying the guys can really play. Just get past the fact that you can't see their faces; they're all dressed.
Can they see their instruments in those masks? Because there's holes in there, because they can see them what they're doing.
They have eye holes and maybe nose holes. I don't think so though. I think it's just eye holes and the masks cover their entire head.
Well, you know he replaced the whole band at one point, so maybe they didn't make it.
It's like the guy he's the front man, and then he can have whoever he wants. You know, I've heard that there's rumors that guys have, like, big stars have played shows for them. You know, like, the guy in the Foo Fighters. I heard he's a big band. He played drums in their show once, but who knows if that's really true.
Yeah. I mean, the idea is, was he in his bedroom one day? You know what? I'm going to dress is the anti-pope. I'm going to put black, white, and makeup and wear a pope robe, and my band's going to wear these cool masks, and we're going to play music that's not heavy, but it's poppy, and it's going to work.
It is pretty heavy. It's heavy, poppy. And I'm going to wear a mask. Nobody knows who I am, and nobody's going to know anybody in the band because they won't be able to be seen.
Yeah, because the last band that wore masks was popular was Slipknot. Now, that's heavy. Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Ghost is not heavy like Slipknot.
Definitely not. But check them out. You know, get, if nothing else, just listen to them on iTunes and get a feel for what they sound like. But Meloria and Popestar are a lot more melodic and poppy than their stuff.
Yeah, so here's a question for you. Are they closer to Slayer or the Partridge Family?
Well, they slay the Partridge Family, so.
Okay, that's a good one. All right. On that note, I'll check them out then.
Yeah, do it. They're cool. Right. Their music is good. You know, they may all be complete dicks, but.
All right, so I'm gonna go check them out now.
There you go.
And if they suck, I'm coming back to find you.
Okay. Well, I'll give you my address.
All right. Cool. I have your address.
Yeah.
But it's okay. I don't have the money to buy a ticket to fly over there, so you're safe.
Good.
Oh. That concludes the Ghost review by Danny.